I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. You can always get this in the normal DA show iTunes feed, but also it has its own iTunes feed because it's big time. So just search Permission Granted on iTunes, radio.com, or other places podcasts are downloaded. And you can find it there. Now, Mraz, last week you had Hurricane Jen on the show. We previewed Hurricane Jen on Side A, and then you had her on PG Profiles. I thought every bit of it was amazing, except for the fact that you couldn't get a word in edgewise. All of these questions that I had in the interview, you really couldn't follow up on.
No, and look, I wanted to. I wanted this probably to be a little longer, but even if it went longer, there was no guarantee we were going to get any of these answers in. You ask her a question, she takes a little bit of what could be a 10-word question, takes one word of it, and turns it into her whole thing. So the only thing you could do there is just keep it from crashing. There's no guiding it. You just don't want it to explode in your face. And that's what I tried to do.
I need to know more about her dad. Her dad was a country western singer.
Correct.
Apparently had albums, was a professional, was an alcoholic, drank himself out of the business, then became a preacher, and then started recording Christian music.
Okay, so I don't know if she was trying to just give me a script of what potentially could be A Star Is Born 2. I don't know what she was going for there. But I'm sorry. I think I walk away from that Hurricane Jen thinking, while most of that is true, I think she might have either exaggerated some facts or left some facts out. Like, I will tell you right now, a week later, not an ounce of me believes her father was truly professional. He probably played some cover stuff in a band. He probably practiced at home. I don't think he was ever truly, you know, the star or somebody that
was.
Well,
she didn't say he was a star, but she did say he had recorded albums.
Okay, so, yeah, but we all could record that into some kind of tape recorder and say we recorded an album. If her mother, I've even lost track of this, who actually worked in radio in her life? Was it her mother or her father?
No, it was her father was the country music singer. That's how she got, I think, into radio. She said she was a record producer. No.
I think her mother actually worked it. See, this is how confusing she leaves everybody. My guess is her mother probably handed in some, you know, demo that her husband had made, and that's how his song got on the radio or something like that.
So you think she's embellishing everything?
I think she's embellishing the career of her father, which, look, her father obviously was special to her. She got emotional about it. But no, I don't think her father was Johnny Cash. I'm sorry. I have a hard time thinking he is. And when I said, well, where can we find these songs? Oh, I'll get them to you. It's a week later, I haven't seen a song.
Well, he doesn't have to be Johnny Cash for him to have been a country music singer. He could just be a local, down home, or, you know, only known in one part of the country western singer.
So in other words, he played bars. He played bars
maybe,
and maybe recorded something in a
maybe
garage.
Maybe recorded an album.
That's not the way she would lead you to believe.
Well, no, I don't think she was misleading. She said he was a country western singer.
But if you're a country western singer and that's your job before preacher, my guess would be you'd have to make enough money to support. You're telling me he wasn't selling insurance during the day? Like, he was making enough money playing music? I don't buy it.
Well, here's the other thing that was interesting. She has chickens in her yard, roosters.
Roosters, yeah. Now has more.
But she doesn't live on a farm. She just happens to have roosters. She just lives in a normal bi-level in Albany and happens to have a couple of roosters that live in the backyard.
You know, in the trajectory, or I'm sorry, the long-running list of everything that we talked about Hurricane Jen, this is a great one that I completely forgot about and really didn't follow up on. She's mentioned the roosters before. They've made noise before. She's laughed about the roosters out the window. She has a throwaway line in there that now she has more than the rooster she initially had. Why does she have roosters? Are she feeding them? Where are they coming from? Jen, what are you doing with Roosters?
I loved every part of it. I love also that the PGP Permission Granted Profiles has taken on a life of its own. Dixieland Dan gets his first, his beak wet doing some, you know, on-air stuff instead of actually just doing tweets. And then he called up today's Trash Tuesday, and it was phenomenal. So you're opening doors for our listeners.
Yeah, and really the first two were ironic because Dixieland Dan was always so nervous to call and just felt easier typing. And now that he did the PGP, he's no longer nervous, gave a great call. And Hurricane Jen was the opposite of nervous to call. Does the PGP, haven't heard from her still in a week. I would have thought Hurricane Jen on that PGP, she would have called now six times to try to talk more.
Fair, but I will say that I think we learned something about Hurricane Jen's calling habits. She said that she had been drinking quite a bit, especially after her father passed.
Sure.
This is around the time that she was calling us quite a bit with pretty crazy Hurricane Jen-esque phone calls. Now
right.
She doesn't call. Sounds like maybe she went dry, she's on the wagon, and now she's able to keep a job, and she's at work hours.
Which is great. We want the Hurricane Jen.
Yeah.
And two jobs. She did say, though, she'll drink at night because of the morbidness of the obituary writer at the local funeral home.
Right. She is working as a music promoter, she says.
Yeah.
But also she writes obituaries at night from a funeral home.
Yes. Okay, so now can we just break this Jen job situation down? So whatever musical promoter she's doing or she's hired by a music company, look, again, I wanted to really get into this. What exactly do you do? You can't tell me she's knocking on the door of some big-time rep saying, I have the client for you. Is she simply, like, or is she just kind of stocking music at Best Buy, and she's considering that a music producer?
Maybe she said she works for a radio company, or she did, a radio station,
right.
Radio company.
I think it's a company.
So maybe she's acquiring the music that they would play on their channels?
Again, I would love more details, but you can't get a straight thought with her.
What do you think Hurricane Jen looks like?
My guess is her
Twitter handle does not have a picture of her.
No.
We've never seen a picture of her. She's never sent it to us. The only thing she sent was a picture of her in a bra.
No, I think it was the backside.
Oh.
I think it was her legs and supposed butt lying down in underpants.
In underpants.
But again,
it was covered up in underpants, but for some reason she sent that to us. Right?
Yes.
On Twitter.
That could still be stock imaging from somewhere. I don't know that was necessarily her.
There's no face there. There's no.
Look, if I could take every clue we've had of Hurricane Jen.
Uh-huh.
At one point, she was thought highly enough to at least appear in a bikini contest on a radio. So at some point in time,
she was on Howard Stern's radio show trying to win a bikini contest to get implants.
Right. Years ago, she had to have been in shape. She also was big in, for whatever reason, sending pictures of horses. Like her dad, I guess, was the country singer. She's got the Western theme. She used to ride horses. I get that vibe. Not a lot of fat women riding horses. However, my guess is it's been a long time since her last appearance on a horse and a long time since her last bikini contest. The drinking with the age, as she said, she's gotten older and older. I'm assuming caught up with her. I'm going to go, she's probably not a fat slob, but she's probably very sloppy and overweight would be my guess. And probably looks back at the glory years or anybody who went to high school with her probably looks at the picture now and go, what happened to Jen? That would be my guess.
You want to promote this week's PGP or Permission Granted Profile?
Yeah, this week's PGP profile, Permission Granted Profile on Side B. We all know Lewis in Palmdale, one of our great Trash Tuesday callers. He's awesome. I've gotten pretty close with Lewis via even texting and playing Madden and stuff like that. And Lewis, we've all heard about his kidney donations. He's going to talk a little bit about that. And I get into his travels. I mean, he's traveled all over the place. And I want to know a little more about Lewis in Palmdale. So he's third on the caller list or listener list on the Permission Granted Profiles.
Love it. I love this series, and I'm glad that you are going to have Lewis in Palmdale on because I think he's hysterical. He's a great listener, and he sent us a gift pack, and this was from his recent trip to Asia. He says, I've sent you a box of adventurous foods from the Philippines, Macau, and Thailand, and he says, I can assure you that all these products are readily available and legal to eat. It's not like eating an endangered species.
Typical Lewis.
So, yeah. So, I just want to show you some of the stuff that I want to try on the air because Lewis sent it to us. There's a whole box. Fried shrimp chips.
I bet you those are good. By the way, DA is just tossing them at my feet here.
Shrimp broad beans.
I love the idea that they're called broads. Shrimp broad beans.
Taro sticks.
Okay, that's maybe the Taiwan version of veggie sticks.
Ooh, what is this? Tamarind with sugar? They look like little salted nuts, but maybe it's just tamarind.
I don't even know what tamarind is.
Tapang pusit. This looks like maybe some type of dried fruit, but it has a squid on it.
Don't say that too quick.
I wouldn't. I'm sorry. Could you eat something that looks like fruit? That this could be like squid jerky.
I'll try it.
Wow. What do you think this is? Goldilocks?
Looks like a peanut butter
cup. Polverone.
Provolone?
Polverone.
I don't know what that is. It looks sweet, though. What are they eating over there?
These are all so wild.
Do you think this, like a radio show in Taiwan, how do you say it?
Thailand,
who gets a box of like Chips Ahoy and Oreo and goes, what is this thing? Would you ever eat this?
Black sesame soft candy. You might be like licorice. These just look like salted peanuts.
You got like a Dora the Explorer bag of chips over there?
Mushroom chicharron. Now, chicharron is pork, I believe.
So we're having dried mushroom pork.
What could that be?
Look at the snacks they have. Can you just get a dipsy doodle? I mean, what are you doing?
This is wild. There's a lot of wild stuff in here. So,
what this reminds me of? The food version of if you got like a kit of fireworks on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Stop playing like, oh, what does this do?
Look, edamame in like a candy pack.
Interesting. Hey, look, I'd try all of this.
You would.
I don't know if we'd get sick from all of it.
I mean, this is a package that looks like it's, what are those, like, they're like home fries, like handicap sticks.
Hot fries?
Yes, hot fries.
Hot fries.
These look like hot fries with a fish jumping out of them and peppers on fire.
So hot fish sticks.
Hot fish cheese sticks.
Well, I got news for you. You eat those. If you get a hot fish jumping out of somewhere else later on, it's going to be a bad scene.
So, how about this? A squid seafood snack.
That looks gross.
It looks like peanut brittle made out of squid.
What is the obsession with squids and everything
over there? I think it's cheap and it's seafood and it's maybe salty. I like squid.
But like dried out squid?
I don't like squid in candy form.
No. But look, I'm going to try it all out of an honor to my friend.
You are. Money gold, chewy tamarind candy.
Is it possible Lewis is trying to kill us, hoping we get a kidney if we die eating these snacks?
Anything's possible. I would also say maybe he's trying to kill us so that we have less ability to keep Huge Freeze off the air, because I think he's a Huge Freeze fan.
Oh, I don't think he's a huge.
You think he's anti?
I think he's anti. And now I'm upset because I've already taped Side B, and I wanted to avoid Huge Freeze on this PGP, but of course we couldn't. We had to get here at the end of Side A.
What is this? I want to try the shrimp broad beans on this as a little preview for the show.
All right.
Show.
We'll have a broad bean.
Let's smell it.
All right. Oh, that smells awful.
Oh, God.
I don't even want to be gross. That smells like my crotch after playing hockey.
All right.
Oh,
I think these are long beans, dried out beans that have shrimp flavor on them.
All right. No, I'm out. And they're hot.
No, they're not hot.
Nope.
Oh, they're gross.
Oh, they're awful.
That's terrible. Oh, it's terrible.
Ew.
Oh, God.
See, it doesn't taste like the good part of shrimp. It tastes like the bad part of shrimp. Like when you go into a nasty seafood counter and you can smell the shrimp are bad and you smell like their claws.
It smells like the oiled water in a dock where you'd leave a boat in the Northeast.
Yeah, yeah. Not the claws. Like when you get prawns and you see like the shells ripped off the prawns.
Yeah. Oh, that is nasty. Who, like, honestly, if they're selling that, people enjoy that. Why would you enjoy that?
I'm still eating it.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It tastes like I'm licking the bottom of a fish tank.
I could say it tastes like I'm licking the bottom of a lot of things right now, and I won't. That's awful. And you're still eating.
Here, you want to try one of these?
Yeah.
Try a tamarind.
Is that a sweet snack? Yeah. I need something sweet to counteract this. I still haven't had lunch for the day.
Yeah, that's sweet.
All right. This is like a nut?
This looks like a little brown nugget that has sugar on it, and it's called tamarind with sugar.
No,
I can hear you chewing it.
What's going on here?
What does it taste like?
It tastes like I'm biting into like CD wrapping. No, now I got like a raisin taste.
CD wrapping?
Well,
like cellophane?
What? No, I don't know what's happening. Something just fell out of my mouth. It's awful.
So we're 0 for 2 here. By the way, the shrimp broad beans are made by Tong Garden.
That was like a bad spicy raisin. Oh, it's hot. That's hot, too. This is awful, Lewis. Awful.
These are a couple of bad taste tests.
Really bad. And usually I'm pretty open.
We have a whole box.
Great. Maybe it should just be a weekly thing through the summer.
Should we? Let's just try one chicharrón mushroom. Just to go 1 for 3 here.
And what if we go 0 for 3?
Then we put this box away forever.
Chicharrón.
These look like little pieces of fried chicken parts. Like
they do, like the piece that would fall off on your plate and you'd throw out.
Yeah.
But now they put them in a bag. You know what? That's what it tastes like, too.
Yeah. This is just mushroom, flour, egg, spices.
That's exactly what it tastes like. It tastes like the piece of fried chicken that's falling off your plate. Now you're still hungry and you're picking at it for no reason.
It's just breading.
Right. Which says something about the other two snacks, that's obviously the best one. I'll have another, sure. Obviously the best one.
Wow, so they have found a way to package the part of a fried chicken that's not actually the fried chicken meat.
I could see myself snacking on this. I could. College football Saturday. Sit down, noon, Big Ten game. Plowing through a bag. Very thirsty for no reason at the end.
All right.
Not bad. Oh, one more. My lunch is going to be real tasty now. Oh. No more chicharrones for me. Thank you, Lewis. Thank you so much. As Diaz stocks up the box.
I've been having to hide these around the office because he sent it to us like a week ago.
Yeah, and you know how people have free food. Although, that probably would have been the best thing. If they all had it. But we will talk to Lewis about sending us snacks on his world travels and how he travels with all of what's going on in his life.
Yeah. All right. So that's side A. Coming up, side B of the PGP permission granted profile with the guy that just sent us this big box of craziness, Lewis and Palmdale.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome into side B of the PGP. It is the ever-growing series that I think is going to win an Emmy sooner or later, and that is the Permission Granted Profiles, which, again, you hand it to DA, hits me over the head, wants me to do these, and now they've become a smash hit. 2 weeks ago, we heard from Dixieland Dan. Last week, we hear from Hurricane Jen. All sorts of stories, all sorts of headaches, and if you were able to keep track of everything Hurricane Jen said last week, you deserve a medal because I still don't. Hopefully we have it a little simpler today, a little easier with one of my favorite listeners, a guy who, frankly, I'm considering a friend at this point in time because of how close we've gotten through messaging and everything else, and even playing Madden, and that is the great Lewis in Palmdale. Lewis, what's up, bro?
Beam me up, Mraz.
What's up, Lewis? How you doing, man? Thanks for joining the PG Profiles.
I'm doing great, brother. You know what? I appreciate the kind words, and yes, we are friends. As you know, over these past 12 days, I spent them at Cedars-Sinai. I was a little bit sick, but you know, thank the gods that I'm feeling better, and I'm right here at home, ready to do this PGP, which I'm very honored to do. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
I appreciate it, Lewis. And as we get towards the end of the permission granted profile, I would like to spend a little time on everything you've been dealing with and where people can go to help, if at all. And we'll get to that in just a sec. But as we like to do with these permission granted profiles, we like to get to know a little bit about the listener, how you started listening, you know, what your deal is. And let's just start for you, Lewis. You were somebody who, when we switched time slots to what would be mornings out west for you, where you are in California, middays here on the East Coast, that's when you really started to take hold of the DA show. You used to call on Trash Tuesday, you still do, and you really became a very hysterical part. And you weren't really a part of the DA show for the first 4 years in different time slots and such. So what drew you to the DA show? How did you first listen, and how did you become a fan?
Well, part of the problem, of course, was when you guys were at night, there, you know, I would listen, But a lot of times I would fall asleep just because it was so late.
Not because it was so boring, I guess.
Not because it was boring. It was just late, man. I mean, it was. I believe it was like 11 to like 3 or something like that.
Right, and, right. That was East Coast overnights, West Coast late nights.
Yeah, so you know, I would start listening little by little. It grabbed my attention, but I just never could have called during those time slots. So when you guys moved over, I was like, wow, this is great. You know, I could listen to the whole thing, and I started to get in the shtick. And Trash Tuesday is my thing, man. You know, every time I wake up and do things, it's like I'm looking for these things, but they naturally pop up, and they annoy the hell out of me. And DA and you guys give me the proper form to, you know, get that out.
That's a great way to put it. And on those Trash Tuesdays, you know, one thing that's really cool about Trash Tuesdays, it involves everybody on Twitter and everybody on the phones, anybody who has something that's really ticked them off. It's a good way to vent. But your Trash Tuesdays are so unique because they're not spur of the moment. They feel to me like something that you have been sitting on for a week and really trying to say, how am I going to perfect this? I want to make these guys laugh. Are you scripting out your Trash Tuesdays? And if so, how far in advance are you doing this?
No, it's, you know, when you script things out, it doesn't work because it sounds like you actually kind of make it up. What I do, though, is I do make mental notes. I do a rough outline of what actually ticked me off. And then from there, I just brew on it, man. I mean, these are things that get on my nerves for the, you know, longest time. And I've been able to just spit it out when it comes out. So, you know, because I have to wait till the Tuesday, I just brew on it. And I'm like, okay, I need to add this. I need to add this. I need to add that. But as far as a script or anything like that, no, it's more of a bones and outline type of situation.
Okay. And you mentioned Trash Tuesday is obviously your favorite part of the show. If you could rank, you know what? I love doing this because who cares? I don't care if you rank me last. Rank your DA show characters that you love, or maybe something that bothers you. You know what? Forget something that bothers you about DA, myself, Bogush, and Bilotti. I want you to trash each one of us. Something that bothers you about each of us.
Well, when it comes to DA, honestly, man, I tell you guys these things not because you know, I'm ball washing or anything like that, but you know, there's really nothing that I dislike about you guys. Now, the one thing that I do love about the show is when there's a hot topic and then we go down a rabbit hole of just stupidity. You know, we start talking about ALF and other topics that, you know, nobody else is going to talk throughout the day. And then, you know, we leave the hot topics of that day on the table. That's what I love from the show, that how we start talking about chips and cheese and the way a sandwich is configured and what topping works. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves listening to you guys talking about how John Sally is giving a movie review on Dunstan Checks In, the 25th anniversary of the that movie. That's what draws me in, and the fact that every single one of you guys is able to make fun of each other and you don't take each other seriously, I absolutely love that, and that's what draws me to the show. The fact that, you know, a lot of times the political aspects of sports is not talked about. I absolutely love that. We already have enough blowhards talking about politics and all of that. The last thing we need is a sports talk radio guy who really may be out of their element. And at the same time, who gives a damn? You know,
right.
we go to the sports in order to get away from that stuff. And the fact that, you know, we're talking about, Poppy getting shot and if it was worth it or not. I absolutely love that.
Lewis, you've always had such a great sense of humor all this. And we are speaking to Lewis and Palmdale, famed DA show caller. You know, Lewis, a couple weeks ago you sent us some food from Taiwan, I believe it was. And you've sent us some stuff in the past. Really, I follow you on Instagram now. I believe I do. Maybe I don't. But regardless, you are such a world traveler. I want a little bit of a background. Are these merely vacations? Is it family? Like, how do you end up all over the world and somehow always tuned into the DA show whenever you are?
Here's the thing, man. Once I prove loyal to something, I get addicted to it, and no matter where I'm at, I listen. So I do a lot of things. You know, a lot of these apps are location-based, and you can't hear them outside. So, you know, I work in the outsourcing field. I work for call centers. And I help businesses maximize their workforce. And I go to the Philippines. I go, this time I went to Thailand. I go to Mexico all the time, Nicaragua.
Wow.
So I go to all these places, you know, a lot of times for business. I work out of these places. And the reason I listen and I make people listen to the show as well is because in outsourcing, you want people to sound basically American, to understand the American tones, cadence, and all of that. So I use, sports talk radio to teach these people how to interact with Americans and with the American tone. So another thing, too, is I love traveling around the world. I have a great partner in my wife. And although I have kidney disease, which we're going to talk about later, I have kidney disease. I am not kidney disease. It doesn't define who I am.
I love that attitude.
So no matter where I go, I do my treatments. I've been blessed to have insurance and a machine and doctors who work with me. I travel with all my stuff. It gets a little bit expensive. But what am I going to take to the grave, man? It's either I take an adventure and I enjoy life and see the world for what it is, or I stay home waiting for death to come and visit me. So, that's why I travel the world, because I believe, and that's one of my things, I believe you have to live.
That's so inspirational, Lewis. And right before we get to that, just one more question, because you sent us that food from Taiwan. I was eating some kind of spicy chili chip things that were like Taiwanese or Thailand version of Fritos. How do you determine what food you're going to pick up and box up and ship to us? Like, well, what makes you think, like, this is perfect for the DA show?
Well, here's the thing, man. For a fat guy, I'm a very picky eater, man. my wife is Filipina, and when I go to the Philippines, I lose about 10 to 20 pounds on average just because I don't eat their food.
It's that bad,
It's that bad. And when I went to Thailand and I went around, I go, you know what? These guys love tasting weird stuff. And when I started going through the 7-Elevens, the markets, the open air markets and all of that, I started seeing weird things, and I'm like, oh, I think Mraz would like to at least have a taste of fish cracklings and taro chips and, I think I gave you some calamari as well. And I go, okay, you know what? I'll just send, what's the big deal? It's a few bucks. I get to share my adventures, and I get to hear about it when you guys talk about it. So I'm glad. It makes me very happy. My family thinks I'm eating it for myself, but it's like, no, it's for my friends at the radio show. And they're like, what does that mean? They don't understand that. But, man, you guys are welcome. And everywhere I go, I think about the show. And thanks to Kaplan and all the other venues, I'm able to listen all the time.
I appreciate that, Lewis. And obviously, you know the show all too well if you know we're going to love fish cracklings and everything else, or at least be curious to try. Now, let's get to something that we've alluded to and mentioned. One thing that's really drawn me to you is you've been very open about what you've been fighting with kidney disease and the idea that you're an amputee and you've been looking for a donor. And that's a lot, man. That's a lot of weight to bear. And for you to have such a positive attitude, as you just mentioned about life, like you're here to live. You're not here to wait around. You want to travel. And I think you're truly inspirational. So just tell us a little bit about the background, what you can, about what you've been fighting, how long you've been dealing with it, and what anybody out there listening to this PGP could do to help Lewis and Palmdale.
Well, the first thing that people could do is, if you know anybody who is sick, it doesn't matter what it is, help them out. Be an inspiration to them. Be a shoulder, be support, but don't give them pity, okay? I don't pity myself, man, because if I pity myself, it's a crutch. It's an emotional crutch. I have a very supportive wife, family, doctors, and I've been blessed with that. I did have an amputation 7 years ago due to some diabetic issues. And because of those diabetic issues, those complications. Eventually, it led to me having kidney disease as well. When I had the amputation, my wife never gave me any pity. I was walking on, of course, a stump, but my recovery time was expected to be 8 months, and I only took 3 weeks to get back home and start working again. The mind is a powerful thing. Attitude is everything. What I've learned is if 99% of my attitude is positive, that 1% of the physical part, whether I have a foot or not, will just play itself out. So that's how I got to that amputation. And now that I'm looking for a kidney, I don't live waiting for a kidney. I either am going to get it or not going to get it. I believe in the secret. And every morning I do my meditations. I also pray. You know, it's going to happen. I don't have any doubt whatsoever because I have a life mission. I don't do journeys, man. You know, people who say my life is a journey, they really tick me off because you don't do anything as a journey. You don't go up and hit a home run as a journey. You don't hit the ice as a journey. You don't try to score a goal. There's always a process. You know, once you have a good process, you could shoot a free throw 99% of the time. You could score a touchdown. You know, you never hear, you know, anybody playing football say, oh, well, I'm here in a journey for today and I'm going to see where it takes me. No, you have to have a purpose. And my purpose in life, I believe, is to help people out with who have kidney disease and who are amputated. There's nothing worse, you know, than somebody who has an amputated heart. You could have an amputated leg, amputated feet, and you could still do things. But if you have an amputated mind, you're dead in the water. So people who want to help me out, look, I need a kidney. I don't need your kidney. I need a kidney. So if you go to my website, if you put my timeline, if you follow me, if you do all of these things, and you just share one time, you know, it's like that old MCI commercial, and one person tells another, and one person tells another. That's all I need. And, you know, my website is donor, D-O-N-O-R, the number 4, Luis, L-U-I-S.com. And you'll go see there. You'll see my adventures. I try to post positive thoughts and all of that other stuff as well. And there you could see the contact information, not only for my kidney coordinator, but maybe there's somebody else who needs help and you guys could help them out too. So every time I say the website on any of my calls, I get a great traffic from the D-Aliens. I appreciate all of that. And yeah, man, it's one of the greatest things that experiences that I have, because I see people who want to help me out. And you know what? If you help somebody else out, I get the karma. I get the goodwill. And it's going to happen, Miraz. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody's going to stop me from getting a kidney.
I truly believe that, too. And again, that's donor for the number 4, Luis, L-U-I-S.com. Luis, whatever you want to call you. You've been awesome on this Permission Granted profile. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, brother. You have yourself a great day. And again, Trash Tuesday lives on. Thank you.
There you go. That's Luis of Palmdale here on the Permission Granted Profiles. What an inspirational story. Remember to check out his website. And thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.